There have been, by my estimate, 4 snowstorms since the big blizzard of December 26th. The latest one that passed through last night left about 4 inches of snow in Central Park. Not a big storm by this season's standards. But it's forecasts like these.
It's going to be cloudy today with a wintry mix this morning.
3 to 6 inches of snow before it tapers off.
Snow accumulation between 2 and 4 inches.
That are giving some New Yorkers snow fatigue. WNYC's Bridget Bergen finds out who's sick of it and who just can't get enough.
So we're digging out again and again. And yeah, it's getting to wear thin.
That's Gary Doat, shoveling out the company car on Sullivan Street. He says he's sick of the snow. Really sick of it.
I am. And it's just the beginning of the winter, you know, which is scary. So I don't know about this whole global warming scheme.
If it seems like it's been more snowy than usual, that's because it has been. The National Weather Service says we're up to 6 storms this season. On average, the snowfall total for December and January is about 12.5 inches. This year, we're already up to 36.1 inches. That's 3 times the average amount. And all that extra snow is forcing some people to work extra hard.
If it snows overnight, you got to come in around the clock.
Donald Brown is a self-proclaimed salt guy for an office building at 350 Hudson Street. And he says the winter is wearing him out.
Tired of the snow. Every day, cold the snow next week too. It's hard work.
If it's any consolation, Brown's not alone. Simon Rigo is the director of psychology and training at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. He says it's normal at this time of year to feel depressed, given the change of seasons and the lack of light. But even this therapist is starting to feel fed up.
I'm obviously as frustrated and disheartened as other people. Being a cognitive behavioral therapist, I've learned to challenge my negative thoughts as I would ask my patients to do so. And I also know with each passing day, we're a little bit closer to spring.
Rigo says there are some things one can do to fight the winter blues, starting with healthy routines.
Making sure that you have a steady bedtime and rising time, eating healthy meals, continuing to exercise or maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Some people seem immune from snow fatigue. For Village resident Linda Diane Policchetti, this weather is magical.
No, a lot of people find it annoying, but I love my seasons, you know?
And she's feeling fairly confident there's plenty more snow on the way.
I already predicted it. I said, I already know. I feel like I have a sixth sense. I already know we're going to get 3 more storms. I know it. I just know it. I just love it. I don't know. It just puts a smile on my face.
Policchetti will have plenty to smile about this weekend. There's no more snow in the forecast, but it will be cold enough to keep it around, maybe until the next storm. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.